I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you missed Aaron Murray, he basically said dogs beat the dog crap out of Alabama. That's what he believes. They're just a better team on Saturday. SEC Championship game, 4 o'clock. And we're bringing you all of the guest guys here on Dukes and Bell throughout the course of the week to get you ready for the game. Mike just had a guy hit me up, and he was like, man, I hear Aaron Murray, and he should have won one. Well, you know what? That's why you look back at these things, and Mike always talks about grabbing the brass ring. You get these opportunities. You got to take advantage of them. You're not going to win them all, but for Georgia, it seems like they've lost them all when it's been right there in their grasp.
Yeah, and the 2012 is the one where, you know, should they have spiked the ball and given themselves a better opportunity? That's where I think it was Conley and the ball gets deflected, and then they can't get the next snap off, and that's it. Alabama ran all over them, and I believe that was Grantham. It's like, how about getting a stop on defense? But, hey, that was still a team that whoever was winning that, the SEC championship was like the sort of like the default semifinal game, because whoever was coming out of that was going to smoke Notre Dame.
That year, absolutely, it was. And speaking of Notre Dame, we talked about the College Football Playoff rankings. Committee puts out the rankings last night. They will change after the conference championship games, but right now, Michigan sitting at 2, and if they win the Big Ten, they'll continue to be in. Cincinnati, if they win their conference championship against Houston. So all this will shake out. I say Alabama loses, and Notre Dame has a real chance to be that fourth team in.
Yeah, and a couple of guys hit us up on the text line going, why Notre Dame, even though they lost to Cincinnati? I just think, guys, with all due respect to Mike Gundy, who I get a kick out of, he's a man. He's more than 40 now, Carl. But they're just not the brand that Notre Dame is. And this is nothing to do about the best matchup and what's fair. This is about getting the best TV ratings, because this is a marketing company that runs this thing.
Well, it's hard to argue. Like if Notre Dame had 2 losses, it's you're not putting them in. But with 1 loss and a loss against a team that's in the tournament.
Correct.
You can make the argument if you are the College Football Playoff Committee and say, yeah, but here's the thing then. You're diminishing a conference champion. A guy, you tell us all the time, and I say you, like as in the committee, you have to go win your conference championship. It should matter.
Let me throw this at you. Because Oklahoma may or may not get it right with their next hire, could this be the last chance that a Big 12 team could win a national championship?
Yes, absolutely. For a while.
I mean, for a minute, right?
Yeah. The revamped Big 12, what that's going to look like compared to what it currently is. Yeah. I mean,
now that will include what, Cincinnati, Houston, BYU, exactly.
It'd be correct.
A new look, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But those schools, again, and again, if you run through your conference and you win a conference championship, you should be, especially if it's still considered to be a Power 5, you still should have a shot at getting in. But yeah, I'm with you. I think the dynamics of that conference changing. And especially we think that Luke Fickell's probably going to leave, and there's some other things looming there. It's going to change. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell coming up. We're going to talk more about Freddie. Our poll question's up. I'm a little nervous simply because I want this to get done. I am not the guy that rushes to things like this and loses patience, but I just thought, you know what, the way the season went, let's just get this knocked out. We know this is about years, but now it's December 1st, guys, and a lockout is looming. A lockout doesn't mean that we won't see baseball. It just means, hey, there's some things we don't like, and we need to get fixed. And so this is just a part of the process. But we've all pointed to this date because today the old CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, expires. So poll questions up. Dukes and Bell 929. On Freddie and how nervous you are. Go check it out. Go vote. Oh. A lot of guys saying they are nervous as well.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, how are the labor negotiations going to go? After a 7-minute meeting with top union officials, MLB negotiators are leaving the hotel where the bargaining has taken place. Unclear whether they'll return. Could be the last discussion before a lockout. Way to go, baseball. Way to go. Freaking idiots. Unbelievable. This just wears me out, Carl. This is something that should have been taken care of years ago, and they just let it always comes to this. And here we go. And now we're going to have everybody going to, you know, posture, and we're going to go through this nonsense.
Yeah, because that's what this is. I mean, I've had longer arguments with guys saying blank you in 7 minutes. So we'll see. We will see. It's Dukes and Bell, man. Let's get to an NFL blitz.
And Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Thursday night is going to be interesting. Cowboys lost. Mike talked about this yesterday on Thanksgiving. We really didn't talk about it because we were all Thanksgiving and then Friday. But they lose to the Raiders. So, you know, you're looking at the Cowboys and we keep thinking, all right, they're good. But this is almost a must-win for them. It's also a must-win for the Saints, who've been falling in the standings. And now Sean Payton, Mike, saying he's non-committal as to who his starting quarterback's going to be. Earlier this week, we thought it was going to be Taysom Hill. I say earlier as in coming off of Sunday's matchup. Now he's saying it may not be. What do you make of this?
Well, Taysom Hill, and again, we're not even talking about that contract that it gets him a huge escalator if he actually ever becomes the starter. But, I mean, the guy beat us. It's tough for us to poop on him because he beat us last year. Of course, that whole regime is gone. But do you really trust Taysom Hill? No, you don't. But Trevor Siemian has had his chance, and he's Trevor Siemian. He is like a poor, poor, poor man's version of Fitzmagic. You know,
he gives you a poor man.
So he gives you a little burst early on, and then he can't sustain it. Jameis Winston was the guy. Of course, he's gone with the ACL. So, I mean, but you know, this is why I'll never understand the obsession with Taysom Hill. If you can't get this guy to be your starter now, why would you ever give this guy the money you've been paying him?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. So we will see what happens there.
It's not our problem. It's the Saints' problem. But again, the world's most expensive gadget player, right?
He really is. I mean, and, you know, again, escalators in the contract, if he plays quarterback, does certain things, the numbers go up. That's kind of how this thing is looking. But the Cowboys, as I mentioned, they have some COVID issues. They may be without a couple of coaches, some players as well. So Thursday night is going to be kind of in limbo from the standpoint, I don't know what to expect. If everything was, if the Cowboys were completely healthy, I'd be thinking the Cowboys are going to go in and beat the Saints, but I'm not sure right now. Hey, man, meanwhile, Mike, speaking of Georgia, Jake Fromm signed to the active roster for the New York Football Giants.
Hey, man, good for Jake. So we'll get a chance potentially, seeing where things are going with this. I cannot imagine the coach and the general manager making it out of this season. I think Gettleman's going to get gut, but hey, I mean, good for him and the Giants. They're playing the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, we go back a couple of years. If you have listened long enough.
Yes, we have to give the Dukes and Bell primer.
Well, so when we say things like that, people go, what the hell are you guys talking about?
When it was Jacob Eason's job, and we always joked around, you know, Jacob Eason's from California. He's Washington State, that ain't even America. We want Jake Fromm, one of us, Fromm time. So that's where that comes from. I say Fromm now, Fromm tomorrow, Fromm forever.
So Fromm, and he took the job. Good luck, man. Listen, we have no hard feelings whatsoever. I just think from his talent level, right, and where he was drafted, he could make a career out of being a backup. He could still make a lot of money, but right. I've never seen Jake Fromm being a starter or elite quarterback in this league.
You said it. You want to see him like a an A.J. McCarron, who just get your pension. Get enough years in where you're making some extra loot, and that's it. You want the best for the guy. Lamar Jackson, not holding back, Carl, speaking with the media after the very ugly 16-10 win over the Browns. 4 interceptions. He says bad passes, inaccurate, underthrown passes. That's all I've seen. Bad reads. Tells the media, and he admits it. He owns it, Carl. Lamar says, I looked like a rookie.
He did. It was his worst game of the season. Here's what's crazy. They still won.
Right.
I mean,
Browns couldn't do anything with it.
No. If you're able to win those games when you play your worst games, then that speaks volumes about the kind of team that you have. Mm-hmm. And I think the Ravens are one of those teams that will be in the mix when we talk about playoffs and AFC championships and all that stuff. But he played his worst game, and they still won. How many teams would be able to do that, Mike? Your quarterback throws 4 picks, and you still win.
Right. And again, he also came up with an amazing touchdown play to Mark Andrews, and they were able to get enough with the legs. But he admits it, and he knows it. And you and I have said this about him. He's got to improve the accuracy and some of that decision-making.
That's the only thing missing
from the guy who's already an MVP.
Yeah, man. I want you to hear Mike Tomlin, because this may be the funniest thing that I've heard in a long time. And he says a lot of funny things. But first of all, let's talk about the standings, because this is where the Steelers are. They're 5-5. A lot of people don't think, including me, that they're going to make the playoffs. A lot of people, me, think this is Big Ben's last year. And so here Tomlin is fighting his butt off to try to make this a playoff team. And then you have Chase Claypool come out and say, you know, we need music at practice. We should have music at practice.
Well, you know, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
I saw this today at the gym. I saw them talking about this on ESPN. I was crying laughing when I saw that. Claypool had a pretty good game for Notre Dame against Georgia a couple years back at Sanford Stadium. Good, big-time talent. But, yeah, son, we'll worry about the music later. I'd love that. Play that for me one more time. I love this quote.
Well, you know, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
You do your job, I'll
do
mine.
So shut up. And by the way,
formulate the practices.
You just talked about the Steelers, where they are right now. And look, let's keep it 100. They thought they could grind out one more run with Ben Roethlisberger. Najee Harris looks like he's going to be a big star. And yeah, they've got stars on defense. They've got some, you know, they got pieces, but they don't have the total package. And this is exactly where they should be, unfortunately.
Yeah, they held on to Big Ben 2 years too late. And nobody wants to admit it because he's won Super Bowls there. Mm-hmm. He's an icon in Pittsburgh. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. But they should have let him go 2 years ago. And now what has happened, like many teams, Drew Brees did this to the Saints. The Saints never won it. They held on and kept thinking, well, we can get there. And the Steelers rarely do this. And so now it's a mistake, and it's they're paying for it. But you're right. Overall, the team is not what they thought it would be. Hey, man, it's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Go ahead.
Sorry, Priority Men's Medical Center. No, I was going to say, I could just hear some guys right now in their cars going, yeah, same thing with the Falcons with Matt Ryan. 2 years too many. You know those guys think. Those dudes. No, I'm just – but there are some similarities in the sense that we've got individual stars.
Sure.
We're trying to grind, but Matt obviously is a lot healthier than where Ben is at this stage of his career. Matt's also younger than Ben. But, I mean, still, there's the window. And that's why as many people we said earlier are still on the fence with this Falcon team because, yes, I know it's been ugly at times, but wouldn't you like to see a new coach, a new regime against odds grind out a chance or even sniffing a wild card as late as Christmas? I would. You know, I mean, that's because and who knows, next year with the draft and we finally move some of the salary and we can do some things and the cap goes up, you know, then we can really have some opportunities to see what Fontenot's doing. And by the way, some of those draft class moves are starting to pay off because now some of the rookies can finally get on the field because they finally freaking understand Dean Pease's defense.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. Hey, man, by the way, Kyler Murray was asked about Cliff Kingsbury. I told you guys Monday he's not going anywhere. Very good close source. Mm. Kyler Murray says he's got a pretty good job. I don't think he's leaving either.
Right.
So it's funny that noise has kind of calmed down, but we'll see where these two schools, and we're talking specifically about Notre Dame and Oklahoma now, those two jobs that are open.
Pro jobs pay better. I mean, again, $10 to $12 million, that's what Urban Meyer is making down in Jacksonville. Remember, Pete Carroll had flamed out with New England, the Jets. He was kind of just damaged goods when he was hired by USC. A lot of people questioned Pete Carroll going to Southern California. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, they said, what is he doing? It won't work. You're right. Yeah. Hey, man, coming up, we are going to hear from Kirby and Nick Saban. SEC Championship game Saturday. What is Kirby saying about Bama? Stay right there.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, hour number two. We got Squidbilly coming up with some Yeah Man, No Man, also some funny stuff in Guy Talk over an hour away, so stay tuned for that. Everything going good, by the way? I know the house, you had the paneling because of the woodpecker issue yesterday. I mean, I was busy sawing logs today, Carl. I didn't get a chance to see what was going on up at your dojo.
No, man, everything's good. These guys came in. They did great work. That part of the side of the house is the where the fireplace and that side is done. So they came into the siding and they're telling me, don't worry, these woodpeckers won't get through this hardy plank. Okay. So.
Wait, hold on. Joe Testator was your contractor?
Well, that's what, you know, the guy's like, no need to worry. I'm like, okay. I'm going to wait to see. So these woodpeckers are jerks,
that could be
man.
That could be a bit we could do. Joe Testator, help contractor. Your toilet has got to be replaced.
I know. Over the top, man. Seriously. Yeah. But no, thanks for asking. Everything's good. I'm just ready to move on from this because.
Did you look at my chainsaw video? You were making fun of me yesterday.
No, I did. But again, is that your face or is that somebody photoshopping your face?
See, this is now fake news that you're throwing out there. Just go to Mike Bell ATL and what? You know, the thing is,
the chainsaw looks a little small though, Mike. I'll be honest with you.
Well, again, I didn't know what a bigger chainsaw would do. Is all I figured I'd probably better more harm to my body with a bigger chainsaw. So I go start with the 14-inch bitten bad boy. That's what my neighbor Mike used. So I think it'll be okay for me.
But is Bo there? Bo, what's the word? What's the tool I'm thinking of? The small. Bring Bo on here real quick. What is the tool I'm thinking of, Bo?
A sawzall?
Thank you, Bo.
Yeah, by the way, Mike, when you use a chainsaw, you don't have to do the sawing motion. It kind of does that already. All you're doing is dulling the chain when you do that.
Well, I'll buy another one. What do I care? And by the way, it's only the second time I've ever used one. So, again, sorry for
all you macho lumberjacks
out there. You
know? No. Hold on a second. It's not about being a macho lumberjack. For one, just, you know, being outdoors. But two, watch a YouTube video, for God's sakes.
Baloney. Nonsense. What did Tim Allen make a career out of? Real men don't need instruction. Arr, more horsepower. I went and did it myself.
How big are these logs? That you're cutting. How big are the logs you're cutting?
They're about 12 inches in diameter.
Okay. All right. So they're not tree size. I mean,
I attempt to shut down a tree. Okay. All I'm saying is the thing freaking works, and all these nitwits want to.
You know what?
All right. You know what? You go out there tomorrow and you show me being Mr. Tough Guy out there with your chainsaw.
I've shown Andy and Randy with my chainsaw. I chop wood all the time. What are you talking about?
Well, Big Daddy did it today, and again, another thing is,
Big Daddy.
That's
who
right, Big Daddy.
That?
My wife. But no, that was because she was like, "Shouldn't you edit it? It makes you look like a bigger idiot." I said, "No, I'm not ashamed to go out there. It shows me doing whatever the hell I'm doing on this thing because I like to make fun of myself. I don't front like other people in this town. I'm a nitwit. I admit that freely. And there I am, my second day with a chainsaw. Ta-da! Really?
I will say this: my only issue, and by the way, I'm glad you're safe because you could have killed yourself. But listen, Bo's right about the whole rocking back and forth. But here's the thing. My only issue was it's not a real chainsaw. That's all I'm saying. Well, it's electric.
It cuts wood. And oh, by the way, it doesn't make a lot of noise. It's not aggravating. No pesky refueling with gas. It's good to go.
Well, it's battery powered. I'm sorry. Not electric, right? Battery powered.
It's battery powered. Yeah, yeah, Ego is the company. Again, I don't make any money off this thing. That's the one I bought and it works.
Yeah. I give me gas all day. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly. I'm more conscientious to my neighbors.
Oh, whatever. It's Dukes and Bell. Thank you, Bo, by the way. That was the word I was looking for. I could not think of the name of that saw. If you've not heard that term, go look it up and you'll see what we're talking about. Hey, man, let's hear Kirby Smart talking about getting ready for Alabama. We had Aaron Murray on in the 2 o'clock hour, guys. It's going to be on Odyssey.com if you want to go check it out. Former quarterback talking about how he thinks the Dogs will beat Alabama. But Kirby said this is part of the preparation, that they're doing for Alabama.
You got really good players. I mean, isn't that what it about? That's what it's about. I always defer to the players in terms of games. I mean, people have just talked about our defense a lot this year, but it's really about the players. It's not about Coach Lanning or myself, or it's about the players. And I've got immense amount of respect for Nick and the job he's done and what he's done in Alabama the time I was there and since I've left. But he'll be the first to admit it's the phone calls Monday through Thursday and the official visits Saturday and Sunday that get the job done in terms of the players. But it does take a complete organization and great leadership, and he's provided that.
First of all, I called him Nick. Secondly, it does matter, Kirby, and here's why. I'm not going to disagree with the player part of it. The recruiting part of it does matter. But this also goes on your record. And right now, in 2017, you've got an L from a national championship in a game that you were ahead in. 2018, you got an L from an SEC title loss, a game that you were ahead in. In 2020, you got a regular season loss to Alabama and Nick Saban in a game you were ahead in. So it does matter because it goes on your record. He's right when he says it's about the players, and the players, you're taking the real onus off of this is your record. How many times, Mike, have we talked about Nick Saban and how assistants don't beat him? The only one to do it right now is what? Jimbo, right?
Period.
One
Jimbo
assistant.
And Texas A&M, that's it.
24-1, guys, this guy is against former coaches. So don't tell me that it really doesn't matter about what him and Saban. It does, because it goes on your record. It goes on the resume to say, I've yet to been able to beat this guy. And so as much as Kirby wants to deflect that, I will disagree with him and say it is on your record. It is going to show when we're 5, 6, 10 years down the road and we go, hey, how did Kirby do against Alabama when Saban was there?
Exactly. I just think certainly, Carl, Nick Saban is a guy that is a gold standard. But every year, you're at the highest level where everybody just assumes, and again, the preseason polls and everything else, it doesn't matter. It all matters, college football playoff committee. But this year, his team, it might be rock stars next year, but this year, their defense is not the typical Alabama defense. And the quarterback you can't argue with the quarterback, but you've seen how teams have been able to get over and get on that offensive line that maybe you've never seen in years past. You know, it took a bit of blitzing from Auburn. Texas, A&M was able to do it with 4 linemen. Georgia might be able to do it with 3 or 4 linemen. So it's not a knock. I mean, no one's saying that Alabama's going to see. I think Alabama fans hear this and they start to freak out.
Yeah.
No one is saying Alabama's not going to be back there next year. It's just that Kirby's got the team, and Alabama is just a tick below it, and we're going to and maybe more than a tick below. We're going to find out on Sunday. But again, it's almost like a Georgia fan. You said it earlier. Can't say anything because you haven't beat this guy yet.
Can't do it. You just can't. I mean, we can pound our chest, but you do it cautiously, simply because we've had 3 leads against this dude. In 3 separate years. One for all the marbles, one for an SEC championship, and one during the regular season. And we all took L's. So that's where this thing is at. That's why the pressure is on. Kirby and Dan Lanning and all those guys can say it's not, the pressure's on. You gotta get it done. And if you're not gonna get it done when you've been the consensus number one all season long, when you've had the most dominant defense in the last decade, I don't know what to say for you. I mean, I swear, I hope, Mike, we're not coming in here Monday talking about the what ifs. I really don't. Well, now, I mean, that's not to say they won't go to the college football playoff, but you still haven't accomplished the goal.
No, it'd be so deflating. It just, you know, it's nothing you'd want to even think about as a scenario. It's too frightening to even consider, to be honest with you. Because as you said, if not now, when? You want to have that perfect season. You want to see, I mean, look, I was lucky enough to see a perfect season with one of the schools I flunked out of, with Florida State. And a lot of things have to go your way.
Was that 13?
Yeah, that was the Jimbo, man. I mean, actually the 2000. It was the, you had that with Bobby, the 99 season when they beat Virginia Tech. But no, I know that if you look at what George has been able to accomplish this year, the only detractors, and you heard Aaron Murray talk about this, and that was, okay, well, who have they played? Well, they played common opponents, and they've done better against, if you're looking for some kind of, if you want to look for common opponents, they've done better with the common opponents than Alabama has. Did better against Arkansas, did better against Auburn.
Yeah.
Certainly better against Florida.
Much better. Those 4 teams, Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, Tennessee. Georgia beat those teams on average by 28 points.
I've had 2 perfect seasons for my school. But anyway, yeah, it was, and Jimbo had one with Jameis in 13.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, 13. Yeah. So, but 28 points is how Georgia beat those teams. Alabama beat them by basically 10 points. So if you want to take that into consideration, but I've been saying it all along, they're the most complete team. And I don't think that changes on Saturday. And I'm not wavering whatsoever. And this is not Homerism or anything. Right. Georgia's better. They just are. And there have been years, we've seen it, where we felt like Alabama was better. And we needed Georgia to go prove that they were better. And they weren't able to do it. This year, the shoe is on the other foot. It just is.
But again, but this is also, as we say, the culmination of everything that Kirby has done and what's been put into the program. Everything from the resources that Mark Richt never had. You know, everything from the Kirby copter to the expansion of Butsmere, the indoor facilities, the recruiting. You know, the giant Taj Mahal they built in the end zone for the recruits and their families. And they got everything now.
Hey, can we hear Kirby talk about Bama and their wide receiving group? Because if you are going to say, well, how is Bama going to attack Georgia, and will they be able to move the ball down the field vertically with Bryce Young, that may be an area. Kirby addressed that.
I mean, the quarterback ability to get them the ball, I mean, they're really elite wideouts, but what puts them over the top is the distributor. You know, he is an incredible athlete, player, decision maker. What he doesn't get enough credit for is when the play breaks down, his skill set to deliver the ball, make people miss, and he sets up rushers. He's like a point guard. He's like an elite point guard that can distribute the ball. And when he's dribbling down the court, he's got the ability to throw it over there, and then he can make you miss. And he almost baits rushers. You know, he sits back there and is very patient, keeps his eyes downfield, great composure. But he makes those guys even better, because where there might be another guy like that somewhere, they might not have the distributor.
That's a great comment right there about Young and If you watch the Auburn game, that's a prime example. I mean, when they needed the 90-yard drive, yeah, Mike, to go make it happen, he did it. He was like, whoop, whoop, down the field. That's a really good soundbite from Kirby talking about the distributor.
You know, one thing we've said is Alabama will be the best team that Georgia's played, and Georgia will be the best defense that Alabama's played. So, I mean, there's no homerism in that one. I think that's fair to say.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. We're going to talk to Connor Riley about what's going on as the Dogs continue to prep, coming up at 4 o'clock as part of our Dog Report. But when we come back, Yeah Man, No Man, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening. Coming up, we'll talk some more Dogs, guys. We're also going to get back into our Freddie Freeman conversation. I'm nervous, and poll questions up at Dukes and Bell 929. Mike has been saying this all along. What if somebody comes along and offers Freddie a significant amount more than what we think the Braves are? We cannot just assume that he's going to say no. And we're at that date now where you go, okay, CBA is it going to expire? It's done deal. We got to get a new one. And teams, Mike, are not done shopping.
Yeah, lockout looks like it's coming. Baseball's, they didn't negotiate in good faith in the COVID year, and they're not doing it now. So what else is new? John Heyman, for what it's worth, MLB insider, yesterday saying Yankees definitely interested in Freddie Freeman. They still expect the Braves to get him locked up, but if not, the Dodgers would make the most sense.
All right, man, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
All right, Bo, what's going on today, my man?
Just being a lumberjack over here because I know how to run a chainsaw. Oh, man. Dude, by the way, y'all got to stop with this Freddie Freeman stuff. John Fricke was in his feelings this morning.
What do you mean? What happened?
Well, first off, he saw a you got to be careful with Twitter because there are a lot of trolls and fake accounts out there. He got by the Ken Rosenthal, the fake Ken Rosenthal. It was Keen Rosenthal. And he said, you know, Freddie Freeman's agreed to a 6-year, $200 million deal with the New York Yankees. And Fricke he retweeted it, and he could tell he was upset. They were taking calls about other stuff. But it was good. He showed emotion. I like that. But you just got to be careful, guys. I don't think anything gets done till after the lockout is over, once they go to that. I think that is because of the 6-year that Freddie wants. And I think the Braves would probably feel better if they had the terms of doing the 6-year where, hey, we know we're going to have a DH. If Freddie's not getting it done every day in the field, he can still be our DH. Boom. It makes sense to do that 6-year.
And while we have no news on Freddie until the lockout's over.
Yeah. Bo, I do agree. I've been saying it all along that nothing was going to get done, which has got me worried. That's why I'm in the state that I'm in. Yeah, and Mike and I got a tweet immediately as the show started. Guys, breaking news.
Yeah.
Be careful, fellas. Be careful, ladies, about all the fake stuff that's out there. This is why we try to bring you credible information. We do our best to not rush to have a story, but to make sure that we're right. And that's where I'd rather be, Mike.
Yeah, again, it's just so much nonsense. That's the problem, guys. It's just there's a lot of shenanigans out there. So just be aware and tweet with care.
I'm just going to turn my mic off.
What is playing in the background? Are they trying to settle Fricke down with some sultry tones?
So did Fricke really lose it today? Because I had a couple guys hit me on Twitter and said, man, he really went next level deep end.
Yeah, he's a big Braves fan. I got to know John very well when I was doing the morning show. He's a big Braves fan, and he gets that the Braves are a big part of the city, and this is a Braves town when they're on. And so he takes it to heart, and he's a fan. So, but yeah, he got a little bit in his feelings, but it's okay. John, we're here for you. We'll do therapy for you. I wanted to talk about, you guys were having the conversation, and I kind of changed where I wanted to go with this segment because you guys were talking about the college football playoff and that Notre Dame would be in if things played, you know, things went right into where maybe Cincinnati lost and Alabama lost, something like that, that Notre Dame would be in over Oklahoma State. Well, I vehemently disagree with that. There is no way the committee would put Notre Dame over Oklahoma State. The reason is if you go look at the schedules.
Ranked opponents and two big wins later. Right.
But the best – see, this goes back to the 2018 argument where Georgia fans were like, we should be in over Notre Dame. No, you shouldn't because you lost to the best teams you played. That's where Notre Dame is. The best team they played, which was a non-Power 5 team, would be – their best team they play, they lost to on their home field, by the way. And then if you go a step further, if you're going on brand alone, then Cincinnati would never even be in the playoff because Oklahoma State is a bigger brand in the Big 12 than Cincinnati is. And then go one more step. The committee said last night, hey, taking into account that Notre Dame has no coach and we are holding it against them and where they are ranked.
There you go, because we were asking that question earlier. So then everything we said is wrong, Squid. You are correct. So
I'm just going to turn my mic off.
But nobody in the big picture outside of Stillwater wants to see Oklahoma State. I mean, the country doesn't care about Oklahoma State, and I don't really like Notre Dame. We covered this yesterday, but Notre Dame draws a lot more water nationally. But you're right. Logically, it should be OK State, especially wins over two ranked opponents back-to-back weeks to end the season.
Even bigger for me is the conference championship game. I've said this for years. If they don't matter, stop playing them. If they don't matter, let's just do away with them. No conference is going to do that. One, it's a money grab. Two, the committee now has said, we want conference champions. Well, if you go do that and you achieve that, then you should have the right to be in. And I think that's where Oklahoma State's argument starts. Forget about all the other stuff. That's where it should start.
Yeah, 40.
Exactly, Mike Gundy. So we'll see.
Can I ask a real quick question? And I got stuff I want to get to. Do we really care about Cincinnati being in? Other than the people, we all say we care right now because we're like, yeah, we want chaos, and it's fun, and it's a conversation. But Are the casual people that won't watch Oklahoma State play Georgia going to watch Cincinnati play Georgia or Cincinnati play Michigan?
It's valid. Here's my argument. I'm trying to be as fair about this as I can because I know at some point it may be your school. It may be your conference. If you do what they ask you to do, you should be in. Whether you want them to be, whether you think they bring eyeballs, whether you think that the fan bases around the country will pay attention, that's not the requirement. The requirement is, hey, go win your games, go win your conference, be undefeated, and guess what? A non-power five, you might get in. That's what Cincinnati's done. So I'm not going to debate what you're saying, Bo, because if you're telling me the numbers would be down if Georgia took on Cincinnati in the national semifinal game, you probably would be right. But that's not to say that they shouldn't deserve to be there.
Well, and I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that's to me why you can't let Notre Dame in when you have teams that have beat better opponents. Mm-hmm. I mean, Notre Dame's beat one team in the top 25 at the time, and that was Wisconsin. One.
Yeah, but I mean, this will then be driving that conversation for expanded playoff to get better brands in this, because these brands that you're looking at potentially this year aren't going to really do anything TV. Now, again, if the TV ratings take a hit, you'll see them expand in a heartbeat.
But now, hold on a second. Now, but this is the parity we want. Do we? I mean, this is where we got to be careful, because we say we want brands, yet when
we're not talking about you and me and football fans who love football. We're talking about a marketing company that is the college football playoff.
Which is made up of people on the committee, though, all college football people. But that's what I'm saying. College football fans say they want parity, and this might be the best year ever for parity, because we're not going to have Ohio State. We're not going to have Clemson. We might not have Alabama. We're not going to have Oklahoma. This might be the best year ever for parity.
I think you're right because of what happened with COVID and guys, you know, coming back and, you know, you're getting an additional year. That's what made this season so interesting, Bo. And I do agree with that. But Mike's on to something as far as the casual fan and what attracts most people to these games. You don't have to watch college football to say Notre Dame. You know who Notre Dame is. So when I tell you, hey, Notre Dame's playing, you might be interested, even though you're not a college football fan. Mike's right. We're going to watch. It's the other folks that they need to get to watch.
All right, real quick. Max Scherzer's deal, the fine print is out. $130 million contract. We talked about it averaged out like $43 million a year. But he's got bonuses. He's got $200,000 for an MVP, $200,000 for a Cy Young, $150,000 for a World Series MVP, $100,000 for LCS MVP. But then he's got this one, $100,000 for an All-Star game appearance. Should a guy making $43 million a year get a bonus for making an All-Star game?
Wow.
If his agent can get it.
I'm with you, Mike. Speak on it if you can get it. It's crazy. I was looking at the Brian Kelly contract. There's some crazy clauses in his contract.
Right.
They're just ridiculous. If he wins a bowl, if he's bowl eligible, he gets another $500,000. I'm like, what? Bowl eligible?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, the Bob Stoops thing is so funny. How Bob Stoops, you know, I'll take it from here, guys. And then basically, I'll take a couple hundred thousand dollars. But Barry Alvarez did the same thing. If you guys remember, he was the AD. And at Wisconsin, and Bielma was going to go to Wisconsin. I believe that was, 2012? Anyway, they played in the Rose Bowl, and Barry Alvarez got, like, some, like, crazy six-figure bonus for coaching the Rose Bowl. I think it was, like, $300,000.
Yeah, no one loved himself more than Barry Alvarez.
Big time. Big time ego, yeah.
All right, guys. I want to get us out of here on time because Chris is always telling me how much time we have left. The holidays are approaching, but you can stock up. At the Georgia Hemp Company, you can get your CBD holiday hemp products delivered right to your door for free when you order first class. That is for free. Say you want it first class, and it's delivered for free from now till New Year's Day. The shipping is free when you visit thegeorgiahempcompany.com. Mike, I got a special song for you, and hit my music. Our friend Jesse James Dupree and some Jackal.
Sorry, I'm doing my job, by the way, Bo.
Oh, man.
Just hit the music, Christopher.
Hey, check out the video. My second attempt at using a chainsaw today at Mike Bell ATL. Carl, it works. It really does work. And it's still got a charge.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And by the way, all my fingers and toes are still intact.
That's the most important part. I will tell you, because if you're dealing with a chainsaw and you do have issues like the chain comes off or something, it'll scare the hell out of you. Hey, Dog Nation, or should I say, Dog Nation, Connor Riley, he's going to stop by. We're going to talk more about the Dogs, what's going on this week, preparation for Alabama, more on the SEC Championship here with Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.